Unity, we have all had a horror story or two when it comes to call centers. Whether we are ordering or returning an item, dealing with utilities or even banking, we are at the mercy of whoever answers the call. I have been on both ends of those calls, as I have worked in three different call centers. I have dealt with a wide range of calls, along with my disastrous conversations as a customer. As a customer displeased with the answers we are given, we can lose our cool. Because I know how inbound call centers operate, I am going to share with you all some tips and points to help you when you have to make those calls. Within the first few minutes of dialing, we all hear the words, "This call is being recorded for quality assurance." Although we hear the words, we often forget we are being recorded. You may not remember the ordeal a month later, but those call center representatives do go back and listen to those calls as a teaching tool. The companies also use those calls to determine changes that need to be implemented or if an employee needs to be terminated. If you call in screaming angry, the chances of getting things resolved will be limited. We may feel better by calling those who picked up the phone all sorts of names, but the reality is they just answered the call. They don't know you or the situation you are dealing with until they get your account pulled up on their systems. By keeping a calm demeanor, the representative is willing to work with you more, offering you better deals or going above and beyond with customer service. Knowing your facts is also important. If you have an ongoing issue with a company, keep track of all the calls you have made. Dates, names and employee numbers of those you spoke with and reference numbers all help keep things straight, for both you and the employee who is working with you. Make notes of what was discussed so you can easily recall the previous conversation with a new agent. There will be times when the first person you speak with cannot help you. That's okay because there is still hope. In my most recent call as a customer, I was asked to not be charged for services I was unable to use due to a mechanical malfunction. I had been calling about the issue for over a month, while still being charged. The agent I spoke with offered only a discounted amount, rather than the full amount. That was the moment I said the magic words, "I want to talk to a supervisor." When a call center representative hears those words, they have to transfer the call to someone higher up, no questions asked. Generally, the supervisors can defuse the situation by offering better discounts or services or refunding a better amount. Just remember though, some things are completely out of their control and need to be done from another department. You also need to remember that those who are answering your calls are human. They are simply doing their job to the best of their ability. They are trained for most situations, but there are times when all that training goes out the window. Even the supervisors don't have all the answers on how to resolve the problem. These individuals were hired to answer calls while earning an income to provide for themselves and their families. They are not the company themselves. Hopefully, with these tips, your next call to a call center will be less painful, more beneficial for you, and possibly a renewed faith in those agents who answer the calls.